Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 7:03 Tuesday morning. Right now, the first five callers, starting with caller number 9, instantly win a pair of passes to the advanced screening of Jojo Rabbit. This Thursday night, October 24th, at the AMC Kabuki in San Francisco. It's a WW2 era satire. This is, I think that Corey and Hooman talked about this briefly. Uh-huh. It's like, it's like a something about the kid thinks he's Hitler or something.
Oh.
Or he pretends he is. Yeah, I mean, they mentioned it.
He pretends he is.
Something like that. Oh.
That's a way to get yourself killed.
Yeah.
Fast.
I can't remember exactly what he said about it, but it sounded kooky.
Let me see. A teen gifted with supernatural powers discovers evil lurking within his town. Wait, is that the right one? That's not it. Forget. That's okay. Another JoJo movie. Sorry.
JoJo Rabbit.
Yeah.
It's a WW2 era satire. It's by the guy, or is it a guy, Taika, who did Thor Ragnarok?
Taika. I don't know. When I read that, I thought Taika was a
sounds like a girl's name, but
and Taika is a man.
Oh, okay.
He's from New Zealand,
and it stars Scarlett Johansson and Roman Griffin Davis. So, Jojo Rabbit, you want to go check it out? Call now. Nicole's on the phones, 800-400-3697.
Here's what it says, Sarah. Jojo is a lonely German boy who discovers that his single mother is hiding a Jewish girl in their attic. Aided only by his imaginary friend, Adolf Hitler, Jojo must confront his blind nationalism as World War II continues to rage on.
His imaginary friend is Hitler?
That's what he calls him, I guess.
That sounds fantastic. Call now.
Call now, everybody. 800-400-3697. Take five callers and put you on the list. All right. Celebrity trash. We're going to start with Miley Cyrus pissing off LGBTQ fans.
Now, isn't she famous for being a supporter?
She is. And not only that, she says that she's both.
Okay.
She says, I'm bi and I choose to be with this man. And we certainly have seen her with a woman recently. You know, one of the things that I noticed this too, is I was reading the story about her and Cody Simpson and how they're so in love or whatever yesterday. One of the quotes she said is, this was the Instagram live stream that she did. She said, there are good men out there, guys. Don't give up. You don't have to be gay. There are good people with wieners out there. You just got to find them. You got to find a wiener that's not a wiener. She wasn't saying wiener. She was saying something else. You
C
know what I mean?
D. Okay.
She says, I always thought I had to be gay because I just thought like all guys were evil, but it's not true. So you can see why that didn't sit well.
Yeah.
So she issued an apology yesterday saying, I was talking about sucky guys. So let me be clear. You don't choose your sexuality. You're born as you are. It's always been part of. It's always been my priority to protect the LGBTQ community that I'm a part of. But even as I read that quote, I was like, uh-oh.
Right, but you could see where she was coming from in her own headspace, and it makes the point, for sure. What are you doing posting anything?
That is a good point.
Like,
good point.
You know, here you are with a simple thought in your head that in your own head makes perfect sense.
And you blurt it out.
And you've always supported the gay community, and so you're probably not thinking from a place. And now she's caught in backtracking and right. Over what?
You don't have to be gay. You just have to find
good
dude.
Go find something else to do and put your phone down for crying out loud. Jeez.
And speaking of Cody Simpson.
Oh, God. This guy.
Yeah.
She's going to dump him so hard.
Oh, my God. Please do it soon, too. And just get back to it. You were turning into such a nice lady. Yikes. Change.
You love it, huh?
So much. So, Cody Simpson was just on the Australian Masked Singer, which was where Lindsay Lohan was. Now, remind me, because I know I did this story last week, but I already can't remember what happened with this. I know she got in a fight with somebody that was on there. Like, she's apparently got some kind of beef.
It was because she was coming so tight with Danny Minogue, Kylie Minogue's sister.
Right. But that she was showing up really late.
Yeah, and being a diva, of course, right, on set and all that
stuff. But this story's making it sound like she's still one of the judges. I thought she'd gotten thrown off the show.
Or she wasn't going to be renewed for another season.
Oh, maybe that's it. Anyway, he was on, and she was the judge, and he used to date her sister, Aliana Lohan.
Allie.
He did?
Uh-huh. Yeah, apparently. So she posted up, you know, because people have to post. You got to do it. She took it right down.
Who posted? Lindsay?
Lindsay Lohan.
Okay.
She cannot hide the animosity she has toward Cody Simpson. And she doesn't think much of Miley Cyrus either, apparently. So I guess at one point, they were dating Cody Simpson and her sister, Aliana. I don't know how you say her name. She shared a photo of Cody and Ali on Monday night and wrote, "When you realize you failed and you settle for less." I think she's saying Miley is less. And that he failed in his relationship with Aliana. Family is everything. You won the Masked Singer, but you lost on your future, she wrote.
Can I ask, have you seen The Masked Singer yet?
I've seen clips of it.
So do they give people... I understand you're masked. I see the costumes are elaborate and look neat.
Yeah, they're amazing.
And I see there's some singing because it's in the title. But are there also clues given as to who might be behind that costume? Because there's no idea.
I don't know, and I don't
know
how they keep it.
I watched a bunch of clips, too.
Oh, tell me, what do you think on this?
It's fun. I didn't see any clues given away. Right. They just let you sing, and
it's like a singing competition.
Yeah, but with professional singers, like they're really
except that it's not. So one of the people I saw get unmasked was Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, right.
Right.
Now
that
guy apparently
early on, I guess they eliminate the crappy singers.
Exactly.
Apparently, he did a country album after his football playing days.
Did he?
I think so. Not that I researched it for this conversation, but I think he did. But that's not the point. If you bring Terry Bradshaw in a costume with no clue, nobody's going to get him.
Right.
Who would think of him?
Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody.
And it's just fun to watch, though. They eliminate you first because
Vaughn
you
knows about
then...
it.
Oh, good.
Yes, they do have some clues. It's not like anything specific, but it's like... I work on a field, things like that. So it'll like be small things about the person.
Oh,
that
like
kind
Terry
of
Bradshaw would have said, I worked on a field,
on a field or something like that. Yeah, that would give some kind of indication of what they do.
So you'd sort of give them just the vaguest of notions, and then they have to sort of be thinking through that.
Right.
And then, but then no one gets revealed until they actually pull their mask off.
Yeah, until you totally lose and you get voted off for or whatever.
Once you're off, that's when they pull off. Then now you're the unmasked singer and off you go. Into
yes,
the sunset.
Correct. Yeah.
Do you like the show?
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
You know, the first season was really good.
T-Pain won, right?
T-Pain won. Yeah, he was amazing last season.
Yeah, they
great.
Were. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. Funny because I think of him as the autotune guy, and it turns out he actually is. A spectacular singer.
No auto-tune, all him, all his voice.
Wait, so when you win, it means you've sung how many songs without getting recognized? Is that it?
Probably like 6 or 7, however long the season is.
Oh, that's a good question. Is it that you, if they realize who you are before, even if you're the best singer and you might have won the competition, if they know who you are, do you get eliminated because someone guessed who you were?
So they vote off the worst singers as the competition goes on.
Is there ever someone who continues on in the competition and yet it's pretty well known that that must be...
Last season, Gladys Knight was the B. Everyone knew she was the B from like the first episode. Even Robin Thicke was like, "You're Gladys Knight. You're like tone and everything. That's Gladys Knight. Come on." And then
that person is not supposed to admit it.
Right. Not supposed to admit it.
All right.
But that they were guests all along. Did anyone know it was T-Pain?
No
so
one said
it. So it was a great surprise.
It was a big surprise, yeah.
Was everyone like, "Who's that?"
Yeah, actually, the song is like, "Who are you?" It's what they do as they do the unmasking for every singer.
Funny.
That's fun.
That's neat.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Is that a regular network show? Because I felt like it wasn't like in my face on TV.
Yeah, I forget what network it is on. It's like NBC, I think.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, every week it comes on and it's pretty cool.
Boom. Yep. Well, anyway, thanks, Vaughn. Vaughn the Wizard, everyone. So Lindsay hates Cody Simpson. I hate him, too. I can't stand him.
Well, she's just trying to protect her sister, right?
Sure.
Isn't that what she's that's all about?
I guess so. She did take down the post. She revealed her issues with Simpson. So get this. This is so, I mean, I guess it's not petty. If I had bought someone a house full of furniture and they broke up with my sister, I'd want my furniture back too. But basically, she said, I guess she guessed right away that the man in the robot costume was Cody. And of course, she was right even before he was unmasked. She says, if it is you, we have a lot to, if it is you, we have a lot to talk about. This is not the arena for it. I want my furniture back because I bought your furniture for your house in Venice. The crowd and the other judges all, of course, they love the drama. But Cody wound up winning.
If I could just add, don't get your furniture back, Lindsay.
Yeah.
You gave him furniture. Mm. You don't get it back.
Shortly after they broke up, they moved out of the pad, and Lindsay never got her stuff back. When they, she furnished their place. So I'm sure she thought because it was her sister that she'd get her stuff back, but I guess Allie moved out and left the crap behind.
Here's Cody Simpson on The Masked Singer.
Wow, that's a robot contest. Mm-hmm.
Do you want to see some of T-Pain's performance?
How come he doesn't sound echoey coming through the helmet?
Yeah, I always wonder that too, especially with the monster outfit. It was like, it's so bulky and it can't be his mic.
Let me ask you though, is it possible that they pre-record this stuff,
right?
Because they don't even have to lip sync?
Yeah, totally.
Who was that guy? Was that Trent Reznor?
It can't be.
Hold on, go back to the...
It's probably some Australian.
That guy, who's that?
Who is that guy? We can look it up.
That looks like Trent
Reznor. Doesn't it?
It really, it's impossible. That dude would never.
In Australia?
Oh my God.
But he's sitting right next to Lindsay.
He is.
I want you to hear some of T-Pain's performance.
Okay, yeah.
Look at that guy.
I know, right? He's so good though.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I got to watch this show. That is funny.
It's just so ridiculous. It's like this one-eyed monster standing on stage. This is what the world has come to. This is amazing
entertainment. It's really cute. I really like it.
Oh, I love this tune, too. He has like one of those noodle floats, and that's his mic. I'm guessing that they pre-record all this stuff.
Got to. You would hear that echo.
Well, and it seems
he could
like
have one of those headpieces on, headsets on inside the big old costume.
Is that Kylie Jenner?
Who's
the brunette girl?
Nicole.
Oh, Scherzinger?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy on Australian Mass, Vinny, is a guy named Dave Hughes, who's a comedian and radio guy.
Over there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not Trent. Yeah.
Thank God. Like, please say it ain't so. So the World Series starts tonight.
Yes, it does.
That's something that's happening on your TV. There's also something called The Douglas Dynasty, Fame, Addiction, Finding Home. Mm-hmm. It's at 10 o'clock on ABC. It's basically a Diane Sawyer interview with Cameron Douglas. He's the adult son of Michael Douglas and his first wife, who is an addict and has spent time in jail. And
he had a lot of trouble.
Lots of
like he was caught. I want to say he was caught selling heroin in jail.
Yeah, he's
so he was already in jail and got caught doing it, continuing to do it, which is addict behavior.
Well,
I'm already here.
Right.
What else am I going to do?
Jail's not rehab. Michael Douglas is also on it. And they're talking about Cameron Douglas has written a book. Or someone has written a book and Cameron Douglas said,
yeah, I wrote that.
Long Way Home, it's called. So there's a lot of, I mean, you must have handed me five meaty stories this morning.
I've been seeing a lot of these stories come out over the past week and a half or so. Nicole and I had a whole conversation about it. It's pretty gnarly.
I'm happy he's okay.
Well, I mean, I hope he stays okay. You know, that's always something that you're going to continue to fight. And it sounds like there's just so much here in this. And I guess a lot of this came out in the book, and so maybe people have already read excerpts of this, and because there's a whole thing about Michael Douglas actually tried to have him kidnapped to like scare him straight, and there's a whole weird story that leads up to it where he's out with him and says, "Hey, let me take your dog, and I'll take him for a walk, and you walk over here," and then these three heavies come in, and Cameron starts to flip out, and the guys turn to Michael and say, "We give up. We can't.
We're going to bail.
We're not going to do this." And he's like, "What are you trying to do? You're trying to have me kidnapped?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm just trying to help you." And then
that is not seen as help.
No, not at all. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do to him, but maybe you hold him somewhere and don't give him his drugs and
run him off to rehab is what you do.
And then there's another thing, another full story. The headline is Michael Douglas' son Cameron recalls passing around drugs at family Hollywood parties. So Michael Douglas would be sitting there and, you know, his friends, hey, take this over to your uncle and hand him a joint, a lit joint, and walk it across the room. And his mom, I think her name is Deandra.
Deandra, yeah.
He says when he was very young, she would be crying and have like a little baggie of weed or, you know, whatever she had. And your dad's a drug addict. And here's this poor kid like, okay, so this is an awesome childhood so far.
She's saying that about Michael Douglas.
About Michael Douglas.
Oh.
He was saying that they used to have lunch or brunch every Sunday. And he said he realized as he got older and as he was getting into his own problems, he's like, that dude was so lit at those things. It was like that was his...
His dad
his
was.
Own, his dad was. He would come
Michael
to those
Douglas.
Things and
yeah.
he would be...
Partying from the night.
Party.
Or
right.
nights.
Right.
So is Michael
before.
Douglas sober or is he someone who's still...
Well, he's... What kind of... Doesn't he have some kind of cancer? Or the
He does. He has that throat cancer.
Cancer.
Yeah, I don't know if he's gotten himself...
I don't know.
Straight
he's
or
75
or
years old.
Well, he's obviously... It hasn't... I mean, one of the things about addiction is when it completely derails your life,
right.
you know you've got a problem. But there are plenty of people who are having all kinds of success while right in the middle of their addiction.
They got a dirty little secret.
And it's, you know, I mean, it's hard to tell someone they need to get off to rehab when they're like, I'm Snoop Dogg. Everybody knows I smoke pot.
Right. Oh, my
daily.
God. I actually have a Snoop Dogg story,
day.
Too.
Uh-huh.
I should find that.
What
anyway,
is the problem?
There's a lot. If you're looking for stories about Michael Douglas and his son Cameron and this whole thing, I mean, I can't even tell you. There's just big, thick, long, like, magazine pieces everywhere I looked this morning.
There's a title here, you guys, that says, I typed in Michael Douglas sober, and there's a story. He was on a podcast with Marc Maron.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Douglas says, sobriety, not really his thing.
Interesting.
That is interesting. There's a guy who's...
I just said it, though. Here's a guy who... How are you going to tell him he's not fine when he's had nothing but success?
Right.
And at 70-something, why would he change whatever he's right. been up to all these years? I mean, that really is one of the first...
I don't know, because you got little kids. And
well, sure. I agree that,
he
does, you know.
He still has, he's got two kids with Catherine Zeta-Jones now, too. I think I was reading something where his daughter, Karis, is starting to date. And,
Karis?
Yeah, C-A-R-Y-S.
Oh.
That's his, it's Catherine Zeta-Jones' kid. and his kid. So.
You need to say it like that?
I need to. I do.
Okay.
Catherine Zeta-Jones. So the book, I believe, is out today.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's just so very, very...
Is that a little girl?
Mm-hmm. Is
she's,
she cute?
She's 16.
Yeah, she's a little kid.
Yeah.
Like, little kid.
Well, so there's one reason to not do drugs anymore. Kids at your house.
Well.
And, you know, the way your other kids turned out.
Yeah, I know. I'm not trying to defend him. I can see, though, in someone's head where they're saying, how are you going to tell me I have a problem when I've been nothing but... successful.
Right. Yeah. Screw you. Also, I still have money. Plenty of it. I'm going to go get whatever I need. They said this guy was a liquid cocaine and heroin guy.
I don't know. What do you do? Heat it up and then put it in a syringe?
Don't ask me. Oh, I guess. I don't know. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Or is that like what... What's his name? The comedian Richard...
Pryor.
Didn't... He was... Are those called speedballs or something?
No, he was freebasing. He was cooking it.
Yeah, he just lit himself on fire, right?
Right.
Everything that pops up for liquid cocaine is a cocktail. It's a certain drink.
Oh, you drink it?
Oh, wow.
But I don't know if it's actually cocaine.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, it just says a cocktail.
I know that like some people have been known to put stuff into their eyes.
Their eyes?
Like eye drop it.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I've heard, this is what
that
I've heard.
Seems
I've never done
dangerous.
It, but I've heard there are people who have used liquid LSD
in
their
eyes.
Yep.
Is that because it's just like an exposed membrane? It's like a quicker.
I think so.
That just seems, what are you asking to be blind?
I don't know what to tell you. I'm
what
just
you
telling
doing,
you what
people?
I think I've heard.
Jesus.
Maybe someone can back me up or tell me I'm just crazy. And I heard that. I'm
hoping
at a dead show, right, and someone was goofing
that's
on me.
Not being done, but it wouldn't surprise me. Actually, people are looking for a high since the dawn of man. We've looked for ways to get out of our own heads. There's no question
about
that.
Well, we're all annoying to ourselves.
Oh my God! Everywhere I go, there I am. Jesus, I gotta lose this lady. You were showing me a picture of Eddie Van Halen, who is unrecognizable these days. You know, they're yelling and screaming from the rooftops about how Eddie's fine. He's fine. He's going to Germany. He's getting all these cancer treatments. And he's just, don't worry about Eddie. He's fine. But I'm hearing, especially through a particular friend of a friend of Eddie's, that this dude is not well.
A particular friend of a friend.
I know somebody who knows Eddie's best friend. Allegedly. I mean, listen, I take this person. I feel like they're a pretty solid source and they wouldn't make it up. But
is
this
it
person,
Sammy Hagar?
It's not Sammy Hagar. It's not. It's someone else who knows someone who knows him. So I think that it's... Don't read my lips. Don't read my lips on the camera.
Yeah, you could actually hear you say that.
What?
I heard you say that.
I just mouthed it. You were looking right at me. That's did you hear me say?
Well,
you
I saw it, too.
I didn't. Maybe I wasn't
I
even
didn't
looking
hear
at you.
I wasn't looking, so I didn't hear
See?
It.
See? No. There you go.
Oh, someone just texted me, a friend of mine. You're not crazy. I've heard about the LSD in the eyeballs, too.
Oh, wow.
I just would never put anything in my eye. I would be like, well, I can't live without my eyes.
I mean, you're already taking the stuff. I mean, you've already... I know people who used to do that stuff a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, it's...
Live life on the other side.
Well, to me, it took all day. It was an absolute adventure from beginning to end. And when it was over, I was like, never again. That was too much. No. Yeah. And, like, to think you'd do it again the next day. And when you watch the Grateful Dead, it's not a biography.
Documentary?
Documentary on Amazon. You can't believe how often they did it.
Oh.
There were people giving out
Here, just
hits
come
of acid as they were walking onto the stage.
That's so scary.
Every single day you're
I'm
doing
just
that?
I'm so scared of everything. Yikes.
Well, good.
Like, I couldn't do something that I didn't know who I'd be for the next 12 hours. I just can't give up that kind of control. Anywho, Eddie Van Halen.
Oh, yeah, back to him.
He's still living his rock star lifestyle. This is, according to sources close to him, he's going to the Tool concert, did last night at the Staples Center. Was that last night? Super stoked to see the band. Supposedly he's been flying between the United States and Germany to get treatment for throat cancer, which he believes is caused by a metal guitar pick he used to hold in his mouth back in the day. Or it could be all the smoking.
The chain smoking and drinking.
Could be that. I don't know. There are people saying he's on his deathbed, and there are people who are saying, no, he's fine. He's really fine. He don't look like himself anymore. You held up that picture, and I was like making a point not to read the stuff below it. I'm like, there's a vague familiarness to that face, but I could not tell you who it is.
He certainly doesn't look like the man you showed your cans to, right?
No. He looks like that dude's ugly uncle.
Right.
Old uncle.
They're saying that he was out shopping for exotic cars in Beverly Hills this week, too, so that doesn't sound like deathbed behavior.
Or it does. I mean, what do you deserve when you've got minimal time left on the planet? You deserve
the best car ever.
A bunch of new stuff.
Right.
I'm going to blow through some dough here.
Just going to enjoy my last days.
I hope that he's okay, but I know they had a tour scheduled for last summer that had to be canceled because he wasn't okay.
What's coming up in the news, Ben?
PG&E, I'll give you the latest on that because we do have dry, windy conditions. Also, food rules for kids and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
What was that, Vin?
On Steve-O's Instagram, he posted, one of his fans sent him a video. This dude does a double, he's standing flat-footed on flat ground. And launches into a double backflip and sticks it straight landing.
Wow.
God, that seems impossible.
Flat land? No running or anything?
No,
just jump?
I'll
show
it to you.
Incredible.
It is incredible. It's a double backflip with no... It's crazy.
Let's see this. Pull that up.
But the thing he just showed me was a guy doing this. He launches off a thing.
A cliff kind of just does like a weird double.
It's neat to watch. How many amazing people are out there doing crazy
humans can do crazy things. Let me see that.
Oh, you found it. Watch this guy. Sticks it. He doesn't just land it. He lands flat-footed and standing.
Damn, that's crazy.
Is that crazy?
It's crazy. I just
that's on Steve-O's
Instagram.
His head gets
really close to the ground, though. It's
right. Well, that's the thing is the second flip, you'd expect him to land
on his
leaning forward,
right.
And he sticks it.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. People
can
are
do amazing things. Put that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What?
All right. I'm on it.
Well, people want to see it now, you know?
All right.
All right, let's do the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans. Your way. Low rates, simple, honest, and local. Check them out at firstnorcalcu.org. Here's what's happening. Pats won last night.
Yeah, they did.
We kind of knew that was going to happen, though, didn't we?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Lowly Jets. Mm. How many gimme games are you guys going to get? Crying out loud.
Every game's a gimme game when you're as good as the Pats are.
Oh, my God.
Just saying. You shut up.
World Series game one tonight.
Yeah.
Astros versus Nationals. Go Nets.
Yeah. That's who I'm voting for.
The underdog.
I'm going to cast my vote for them.
So we just got through a blackout.
Yeah.
And there's another one coming.
Although I was looking at the map. It's some of the same counties are affected, but there are, it's a pretty different looking map. But it's going to be really hot, really windy, really dry. Yikes.
PG&E expects to tell customers in Napa and Sonoma counties Wednesday morning whether they will lose power. They say the shutoffs could begin around 2 p.m. before the winds start picking up around 5 p.m. It'll depend on the weather forecast and how things materialize. But the reality is you're looking at watching the news to find out whether you're going to lose power that night.
Right.
They are considering turning off power to 201,000 customers.
Just in those two counties?
Jeez. It just says in Northern California.
Oh.
Due to windy weather forecasts.
Because there was a ton in the East Bay, San Mateo County.
San Mateo County, yeah.
They didn't say San Mateo County the first time.
Turn the next page. Yeah, they didn't say the next time, but I think the next page may give you a little bit more information about exactly where.
No, they have. They now have San Mateo County, but yesterday when we were doing this story, San Mateo wasn't listed.
Wasn't on there. Okay. Right. Redwood City is on
Redwood City's now listed. Mm-hmm. So, yay.
Yay.
I don't know where this goes. It's so weird.
Where does
go? Well, I've just never been one to not pay my bills, but I feel like, what in the hell? We've been paying our bills.
Yep.
We've been paying you the money you've asked for.
Right. And you have been not maintaining the infrastructure.
God, man.
Well, it'll take 10 years for us to not be doing these blackouts anymore. So hopefully in that time, you're going to update all your technology? Like, someone else needs to be running that place.
I don't know what to say about it. It does seem like it's too late now, though.
God, we all need to go solar. It's just so expensive.
Or at least generators right now.
Something, right. Just so aggravating. This is how I got to live my life now? Not knowing if I have power?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's awful.
That's actually what we just spent our first news story on was
it's that. It's ridiculous.
You'll probably lose power Wednesday. So hang tight. I'll let you know more as I get news across the desk.
And I use electric for my car, so.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if my generator is going to be able to.
Well, lucky for you, you can just grab any one of the six motorcycles or other cars.
You do have some other.
You have a Lamborghini and a Corvette.
And Bart is in your backyard.
Yeah.
I want to catch Bart, but it doesn't run at the time that I need it to.
Harley Davidson.
I'll get here a little late.
BMW.
Corvette.
Mercedes.
Acura.
Keep them going.
How many damn cars do you have?
I don't have any cars.
He's got a lot of cars.
I've got a couple of cars.
Oh, my God. Speaking of people, the cars is like an addiction, too. So I'm talking to my mom for the first time in, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 days yesterday. She goes, oh, your brother is going to be working overtime. He's going to work. And she starts giving me he's going to work round the clock for, like, 5 days.
Why?
Because he needs to make money. He's got bills. I'm like... What is that guy doing with all his money?
Right.
He makes good dough. You know him and his motorcycles and his cars.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy. He is his father's son.
He just got a mega back pay from a the union was in a negotiation forever.
Yeah.
And they weren't getting paid
the new wage.
The new wage,
right,
until it went into effect, and it did, and he got a mega payment. And he went and bought a new car. Not a car he needed, another it's not a new car, sorry. A used car.
Like a classic
car.
Yeah,
classic, yeah.
Used as in used many years ago and restored fully to its
and so,
pristine condition.
Instead of having thousands of dollars in the bank account, he's got to work overtime
really
to make his bill
payments.
I really
hope he's saving for retirement. I'm really...
Oh, my God.
Jan is not making good choices.
No. No, he is not.
But he's living a big life.
Well, I said to her, I go, listen, can you do me a favor and tell that man child to not buy the grown-ups in the family Christmas presents this year? Like, save your money. Don't work around the clock.
No.
You can get the girls, your nieces, some presents, but yeah, leave the grown-ups out.
Grown-ups don't need presents.
Well, I'll tell him, but you know you can't tell that boy anything.
Do you guys have to get him? Do you feel pressure to get him something big since he gets you something big every time?
I have bought him big things, and I've also let certain times pass.
Right.
Because I'm not seeing him or talking to him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm not one that's religious with the, I got to get something in the mail so it's there on time. I don't.
Get him a beard trimmer. That'll be nice.
A beard trimmer. Okay. Anyway, let me move on to some food rules for kids that adults love to break. And the kids will point it out to you. Are you eating on the couch?
Mm.
That's the one.
Yeah.
I hear that. Yeah, because I can do it without spilling everything.
Right.
You want me to show you the stains you've made and why the rule's in place? Let me show you.
Yeah. It is, you know, you do need to model that. That was our hard, fast rule for years. Nobody eats anywhere but at the table. That's where you eat.
Oh, so you wouldn't break that rule
either?
We wouldn't
do it. Well, I mean, once I went to bed, maybe we would. But never in front of them.
No.
I can't say we never got caught, but, you know, we're trying to get them to do it. It's relaxed a little bit now because, you know.
It is relaxed, but you've had me get off the couch before. I was eating something. You're like, what are you doing over there? Get over here at the counter. I'm like, oh.
Well, my kids were around, right? So let some person come into the house and break all the rules.
Some person. He's not some person.
I'm a guest.
He's your boyfriend based on yesterday's show.
Hey, Joe.
Practically family.
Hey, yeah.
My boyfriend's back.
No snacks before a meal is another rule for kids that adults love to break, and no sweets before bed is another one that your kids will be like, hey.
What are you doing?
Where'd you find cookies?
In my secret cookie hiding
place,
obviously.
You're eating cookies? What?
What? More.
Right here in the crack of the couch. I found it right here.
Yeah, I found your cookies in the crack of the couch. What?
The survey also asked rules about rules we want to break but don't. Eating with your hands, blowing bubbles with your drink.
Yeah, don't do that.
Playing with your food, sneaking food to the dog. All favorites.
Don't sneak food to the dog. You just turn the dog into a beggar. They're so much better off if they're not under the... They're scratching at your guest's legs. Come on, man, feed me.
The only pet... Oh, no, your cats. I was going to say, the only pet I've known you to really have was that bird, but no, you've had cats. I take it back.
My dog's growing up, but... Dogs are just, there's just so much that comes along with a dog.
Yeah, it's a full-time deal.
It is. And I just know that it's not for me. Because they don't live that long. It's so heartbreaking. Every day I'll see some post from someone, you know, a tribute to their dog. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, every day someone's dog dies.
It's
or
just
pet.
Awful.
So
God.
Sad. But they bring you so much joy.
They do, it's true. But then, you know, it's just, it's... And especially the way time's flying now, it's like you get it, and the next day it's 12 years old, and it's over. Oh, heartbreaking.
If you want to have sex with your date, watch a horror movie, according to an intimacy coach.
Oh.
I'm surprised to hear that kind of news gets put out there.
Horror movie.
If you're trying to bone your date, go to a horror movie. Weirder is there's an intimacy coach.
Oh, this coach is for everything, Vin.
It'll increase your chances of getting some. When we're watching horror movies, we have a state of fear and anxiety, and it makes us have stronger feelings of sexual attraction.
Oh. Like, I may die soon. This is my last chance to get it on.
I don't know. I know I went to put on a horror. I said kids into my Xfinity remote, kids, Halloween movies, and they came up, and my kid immediately goes, "Not that one."
Oh no, she covers up her eyes.
What was it?
I don't remember which one it was, but I'm like, you can't watch Hotel Transylvania 2.
Oh.
And there's a few others that were showing. And then through her fingers, she's like, Coco! Let's watch Coco!
Again!
That's a good
one. Not exactly Halloween, but okay. I mean, it is Dia de los... But anyway.
Does she know her birthday's coming up?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, are you kidding? Oof.
Not today. What's she asking for?
Well, she wants that... I think we're doing the American Doll
party.
I'm not sure. It's changing, and I'm really... For, in that one, I'm along for the ride.
Are you guys having a party at your house, or that's the party?
That's the party. Everyone gets an American... You know how much those cost?
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're like $100 each.
Yeah.
And if we have to get
probably
one for the girls that she comes with...
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we can't get one kid a doll and then have the other two kids watching.
Still, that's quite a bit of money to spend on other people's kids.
Right.
It's not even their birthday.
Unless it's her cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, now the cousin knows there's a party. Man, I got to learn to shut up. I don't know what's going to happen is what I meant to tell
you. I can't
wait
to hear.
Mm-hmm.
When's your birthday? Next Saturday?
The first.
Oh, so next Friday.
I don't know.
So yeah, on Monday Friday. We'll hear about it.
Because Halloween's Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, we have that day off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'll get to go to the American Doll store.
Oh, my God. That's so great.
Hello, Palo Alto. See you there.
Probably like it.
Don't laugh at that, Bryn. Why would I like it?
It's fun. You live your life through your kids' eyes. You'll
is that
see
right?
Her having a great time. You'll probably be like, "This is the cutest thing I've ever seen."
Almost half of Americans say they believe that ghosts are real, and another same number, 45%, also believe demons are real.
Oh,
these are the people you're out there walking around with out there. You're walking around down the street with someone who's like ghost,
not squirrel, but ghost.
Right?
Yeah. People tell you all their haunted house stories. It's fun.
Is it?
American Horror Story makes me believe in ghosts.
Ooh. Oh, are you watching that now?
What's that first season?
You like it?
Yeah. Murder House.
It's good.
It's good. Super creepy.
Over a third of people say they've actually felt the presence of a supernatural being, like a ghost or a spirit. And some say they've communicated directly with a ghost of someone who died.
Oh. Well, that's got to be pretty nice to be able to say goodbye.
This means there's people out there lying.
Or dreaming.
Or crazy.
Okay.
Or they really have talked to ghosts.
No, right. They have not. Stop it. There's no such thing.
Oh, my mom talks to ghosts every day. I don't know if they talk back
to
her.
Go on.
No, that's all I have to say about that.
Your mom says she talks to ghosts every day.
Yeah, she talks to people that have died, and she says that she feels that they leave her signs and stuff. Yeah, she's into that. Yeah. I'm going to get an argument with her.
They leave her signs like what?
I don't know. Like she knows that they're listening to her.
How about ask them to leave the lottery, the winning lottery
numbers?
Yeah,
Mom, God, ask for that.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few.
Some people really believe in like those clairvoyants and stuff too. Yeah.
No, and it's fine. You know what? I don't believe in that stuff. So that's where my comments are based is that's a bunch of, but you get to believe whatever you want.
You do.
It's all good. We can still be friends and you can believe that.
Yeah. Like what?
People take drugs through eye drops and suppositories.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely heard of that.
Oh, yeah, I have heard of that. Like enemas.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to, okay, sure.
Code word.
I was...
I got something nice for you.
Oh boy. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.